local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And we're getting Mobile Mornings started on this Monday. FM Talk 106.5, Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you this morning. Sean taking a couple days off.
Yeah, he partied quite nicely this weekend.
And you would know the Lagniappe parties on Friday night. We'll get to that in a little bit on Mobile Mornings. Also, a ton of news to get to today. And everybody's getting ready to go back to school. I know we had the back-to-school tax-free weekend, I think, last weekend or 2 weekends ago. So Everybody's getting the backpacks ready and getting ready to get rolling. Also today we have staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, who's going to give us the full weather forecast for this week. And Kane gets our morning started with traffic right here. And we'll be back with Kelly's News in just a second.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we have accident-free conditions through Mobile. No problems from the 1065 split traveling downtown and from the tunnels. The Bayway, the Causeway, running smooth from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort all the way to Malbus and Loxley and I-10. Family-owned Terraform Land Company can help with tree and stump removal, land clearing, and they do driveways, too. Licensed and insured, they offer free estimates from trimming to deadwooding and pruning. Call 253-4077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by Azalea Coffee Service, serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties. For a free month of coffee service, call Wayne 675-9178. Tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Call 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 73 degrees as we get started here at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Monday.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, and some scary news overnight coming out of California. Also this weekend, the National Security Director, Dan Coats, steps down, so we have a lot of news to get to this morning, but we'll start it off with Kelly and the news hits.
All right, Dalton, thank you so much, and actually just wanted to touch on that, what we know, what happened overnight, 4 people killed in that shooting at a food festival in California. They're continuing to update social media with the very latest, and just sounds horrific. You think about locally how many food type festivals we have here, and makes you really think about security and what we do have in place and maybe what needs to happen for future festivals. So we'll keep you posted on that. And you mentioned Coats. We're talking, of course, about our nation's capital. News out of our nation's capital is more changes are coming to President Trump's administration. The Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, is leaving his job next month. The president tweeted out the news on Sunday that the nation's top intelligence official would step aside on August the 15th, and that he would nominate Texas Congressman Republican John Ratcliffe to that post. The commander-in-chief and Coats routinely disagreed on matters in their two-year tenure, to include when Coats told prosecutors how he was urged by the president to publicly deny any link between Russia and the Trump campaign. Meantime, John Ratcliffe, he has publicly and continues to publicly support the president. Just last week, he questioned special counsel Robert Mueller during the House Judiciary Committee hearing. From D.C. to our state capitol here in Montgomery, U.S. Representative Martha Roby, Republican from Montgomery, has announced late last week that she would not run for a sixth term in office. Representative Roby has represented Alabama's second congressional district since being elected to the seat in 2010. She released a statement in part saying, quote, "Riley and I and our children, Margaret and George, will be forever grateful to the people of Alabama's second district for giving us the tremendous privilege and honor of serving our state and country." She goes on to say, quote, together, we have been able to deliver some incredible results for our military, our veterans, agriculture, community, and the unborn. We are not finished yet. While my name will not be on the ballot in 2020, I remain committed to continuing the fight for Alabama and the people I represent until I cast my last vote on the floor of the United States House of Representatives. You may recall back in 2018, during the Republican primary, Roby had four challengers, even having to win a runoff, and she had an endorsement from President Trump. She ultimately met up with Democratic nominee Tabitha Eisner in the general election and won that last seat. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. And that'll be interesting what happens with Martha Roby's seat, not only with, you know, who ends up winning this next election, mm-hmm. but what happens with that seat once the new census comes through, because there's talk that Alabama could lose a congressional seat. But Martha Roby's stepping down. And also something strange about that was President Trump endorsing her in 2018,
right.
because she was one of the Republicans who did not endorse him for president after right. that Access Hollywood tape came out.
Exactly, you know, citing the fact that she was a mother and what came out of that tape back in 2016 and how some viewed the president looking at women and, mm-hmm. and young ladies, and she just wasn't a fan of that at the time. But you know how time happens.
Yep.
You know, things shift in our planet, and it's good for her to go out on a high note.
They do. Thank you very much, Kelly, and I got your sports news coming up. Also, in just a little bit, I saw this disconcerting headline, and I've got to get to this story this hour. But the headline, well, I'm not going to give you the whole headline, but this amount of delivery drivers admit they've eaten a customer's food. We'll talk about how many delivery drivers out there are actually eating the customer's food on the way to your house as they bring you whatever food you might be ordering in on a Friday night. So we'll get to that in just a little bit. Also, sports on the way and more news with Kelly coming up on Mobile Mornings right here on FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Johnny's Premier Boat and RVs. Johnny's has boats, RVs, and full-time parts and service. Johnny's crew in Theodore has the boat and RV you need, always for a sweet deal. Johnny's Premier Boats and RV.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Authorities are looking for a man who jumped from the Pensacola Bay Bridge and was rescued by a boater. It happened Sunday morning about 10 o'clock. The man was walking south on the north side of the bridge when he just jumped into the water. A search began, but police say a civilian boater rescued the man and took him to shore. Police want to talk to him to determine why he jumped off the bridge. A man is hospitalized after he was hit by a truck while riding his bike. At last check, 31-year-old Brandon Smith was in critical condition. Smith was riding on Pace Boulevard near Blunt Street when he was hit Saturday night. He was taken to Baptist Hospital in Pensacola. According to officials, Smith did not see the Chevy Blazer coming. In Mobile, a jogger was hit by a truck and killed Sunday morning. This happened early Sunday near Ching Dairy Road. The victim, 42-year-old Eric Finley, was wearing dark clothing when he was hit by a Chevy truck. A Robertsdale man remains in the Baldwin County Jail, charged with second-degree rape. 49-year-old Juan Chamalwa was arrested Friday. He's accused of having sex with a young girl. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you need a full-size pickup that's engineered for summertime fun on the coast, then check out the 2019 GMC Sierra Gulf Coast Edition. Featuring the world's first six-function multi-pro tailgate, kicker audio system, and more, this next-generation Sierra comes with the X31 off-road package with special badging and options to make your Sierra rugged and ready for the coast. The 2019 GMC Sierra Gulf Coast Edition. Non-GM warranty, limited warranty by kicker, 3 years, 36,000 miles, whichever comes first. For more information, contact your dealer.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
We all know someone who believes their plants are more than just plants. They feed, water them, they talk to them, even name them.
Perk up, Fred.
Old Time Feed knows some people get a certain something from helping their plants and gardens grow. So when that pep talk just isn't enough, go see Cecil and the folks at Old Time Feed, experts on keeping plants and lawns thriving. Old Time Feed's been in the nursery, feed, and seed business since man landed on the moon. If you love your plants and lawn, you'll love Old Time Feed in Fairhope.
NFL injuries are mounting up. Brooks Koepka runs away from the field in Memphis, and Denny Hamlin wins in overtime at Pocono. It's 6:15 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in the NFL with some NFL news over the weekend. The Arizona Cardinals released defensive end Robert Kemdichie on Saturday, one day after he arrived at training camp out of shape. The 24-year-old was a Cardinals first-round pick back in 2016. He was arrested early last month for speeding and driving with a suspended license. New Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury notably brought up that Kemdichie was out of shape as he arrived to camp, and by Saturday he was released by the team. Cincinnati Bengals star wide receiver A.J. Green was carted off the practice field Saturday with a left ankle injury. Yesterday, the news came in that Green suffered torn ligaments in his left ankle and will be out for 6 to 8 weeks. He's not expected to be ready to suit up in the Bengals' season opener on September 8th at Seattle. Last season, the seven-time Pro Bowler missed 7 games with a right toe injury and failed to pass 1,000 yards receiving for only the second time in his 8-year career. The New York Giants are less than 1 week into training camp and already down 3 of their top receivers. Corey Coleman's likely out for the entire 2019 season with a torn ACL. Sterling Shepard may not be ready for the season opener after fracturing his thumb on the first day of practice. And now new Giants wide receiver Golden Tate has been suspended 4 games for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. Tate says that the banned substance was a prescribed fertility medication, and he had no intention of using an illegal substance. He's scheduled an appeal for August the 6th, and a resolution is expected before the start of the regular season. Now, Kelly, I see you thinking maybe Golden Tate might have made an excuse.
Well, then there's that. But I was just thinking, you have a headline where if you have a supermodel, right, mm-hmm. your body's your business, right? So you wouldn't show up to the runway out of shape. This football player, your first hit.
Robert Kemdichie, yep.
He had one job.
Show up in shape.
And you make how much money?
A lot of money.
Okay. And then you fast forward to the fertility drug person.
Yes.
I don't know about that one, Dalton.
Even if that was what tripped the test, NFL says if it's in your body, it's because of you.
So, and if he's married, then that puts it on his wife to have to say something. I'm just throwing it out there.
Maybe she'll show up for the appeal in court. I don't know.
Preggers.
They won't have trouble turning him down. They'll say, sorry, you're suspended. But if wife shows up, then they might be in some real trouble.
Right.
In the golf world, Brooks Koepka outdueled Rory McIlroy and the rest of the field in Memphis to win the World Golf Championship FedEx St. Jude Invitational this weekend. McIlroy held a 1-stroke lead over Koepka entering the final round Sunday. Koepka didn't wait long to attack with 3 birdies and a 4-hole stretch on the front nine. He finished with a final day 65 and a final score of 16 under for the tournament to win by 3 strokes.
That's the whole goal, is to win as many times as you can throughout the year and turn up for the big events and make sure you're in contention, especially if you're not going to win. I feel like this year I've done a good job of that.
McIlroy followed a third round 62 on Saturday with a 1-over final round yesterday to finish tied for 4th at 11-under. Webb Simpson had a final round 64 to finish 2nd. Mark Leishman 3rd, 4 strokes back, with Tommy Fleetwood and Matthew Fitzpatrick joining McIlroy tied for 4th at 11-under. In NASCAR, Denny Hamlin held off Eric Jones in overtime to win the Gander RV 400 at Pocono Raceway in Pennsylvania yesterday. The victory is Hamlin's 3rd of the season and the 34th of his career. He passed Jones and Martin Truex Jr. in the final stage and held the lead through 2 cautions and overtime. Jones finished 2nd, Truex 3rd, followed by William Byron and Kyle Larson. In the major leagues yesterday, the Philadelphia Phillies beat the Atlanta Braves 9-4. Phillies catcher JT Realmuto hit a 5th-inning grand slam.
And a high fly ball to deep left center field. It is gone! Grand slam, JT Realmuto!
Bryce Harper, Adam Haseley, and Rhys Hoskins also each hit solo homers to help Philly avoid being swept by the Braves in the 3-game weekend series. In other games, Steven Strasburg pitched the Washington Nationals past the LA Dodgers 11-4. That was Strasburg's major league leading 14th win of the season. Miami beat Arizona 5-1. The New York Mets won their 4th in a row, beating Pittsburgh 8-7. The New York Yankees beat the Boston Red Sox 9-6 to avoid the 4-game sweep. Tampa rallied from 7 runs down to beat Toronto 10-9. The Reds beat the Rockies 3-2, and the Chicago Cubs crushed the Brewers 11-4. Hey, coming up, a very cool event. The Mobile Sports Authority is bringing the Mobile County, or the Mobile Sports Authority and the Mobile County Babe Ruth League are bringing the 16 to 18 year old Babe Ruth World Series to Mobile in August. Tournament will be played at Jacobs Field on the University of Mobile campus. But since Mobile is making history this year, one game will be played at Hank Aaron Stadium. That'll be this Friday, August the 2nd at 7 p.m. with the Alabama Raw Dogs taking on the country of China, followed by a fireworks show after the game. It's the first time that China baseball's played a game in the state of Alabama. That all gets started this week at Jacobs Field at the University of Mobile with that one game at Hank Aaron Stadium on Friday night. 621 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Not everyone shops the farmer's market, but if you want the freshest produce and the freshest bounty of the season, shop Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Yes, fresh, meaning picked from their farm daily. You simply can't buy fresher than Allegri Farm Market, who brings you produce from their very own local farms, plus cheeses and butters and weekly specials, all from the friendly faces of your own community. Just off I-10 at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open every day, 8 to 6, Sunday, 9 to 5. From their farm to your table, Allegri Farm Market.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. No delays if you're traveling from Spring Hill, Moffitt, Dauphin, and Airport 65, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore, from Halls Mill, 90, Old Pass, Kagulin, Schillinger, and Three Notch, all looking good so far this morning. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs with roof repairs and insurance assistance. See them online at jubileeroofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
623 and 73 degrees outside of the FM Talk 106.5 studios on this Monday morning. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Monday. Sean will be back very soon. Also, just about 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams' weekend. Well, he'll probably give us the weekend weather forecast, but we'll want to hear about these next 5 days before he gives that to us. So Dr. Bill, fill us in on what to expect this week. Right now, it's time for headlines with Kelly Finley.
You can tell you're a new dad right there, because when you said what to expect, you know what to expect when expecting.
Yes, and I didn't. Yeah. I did not know what to expect when expecting, even after I read the book.
Welcome to parenthood. And think about this, Dr. Bill, in 5 more days, we'll be talking school.
Oh, no.
The school forecast, which means you need to have a heads up when it comes to slowing down when you're trying to get to work, because there's going to be little babies going to school, as well as add extra time to your commute. Let's just be real. Let's be real. All right. Good morning, everyone. 6:24 on your Monday morning. Unfortunately, deadly numbers to report on Alabama roads this weekend as 4 people were killed during a 48-hour period. According to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, a Selma man was killed just before 10 a.m. Friday while driving on Alabama 22 near mile marker 42. He has been identified as 50-year-old Robert Crum. He was pronounced dead after his Mack truck flipped over, went off the road, and hit several trees. Crum was not wearing his seatbelt. Then on Saturday, 2 other people were killed in separate traffic accidents. They've been identified as 48-year-old Marvin O'Donnell Odell Howard of Northport. He was killed around 2 p.m. when his truck also went off the road and hit several trees. Howard also was not wearing his seatbelt. Mm. He was ejected from the vehicle. The accident happened just outside of the city of Brookwood. Aaliyah is confirming that speed may have been a factor in that crash. Then, less than 10 hours later, 39-year-old Kyle Vaughn Jones of Opelika. He was killed when his motorcycle was hit by a sedan on Interstate 85. The investigation continues at this hour as to what may have prompted that accident. And then the fourth victim to tell you about, and this was a local accident, 42-year-old Eric William Finley from Mobile was killed while jogging in the middle of the northbound lane of Ching Dairy Road around 5 a.m. Sunday morning. According to Aaliyah, Finley was wearing dark clothing while jogging with his back to traffic, so sadly he never saw that truck heading his way. As the investigation into this fatality continues, Mobile police have not released any information on the driver, just that the driver was behind the wheel of a 1999 Chevrolet Silverado. And I do want to thank many people, Dalton, because you heard the last name Finley, and people have been checking on us, and our heart, it just aches for this family. Mm-hmm. This is not our Eric Finley and our family, you know. Good. Obviously, my husband's cousin. Yeah, it's just a sad day, and I want to know more about that story, mm-hmm. because most people, or I don't know, I shouldn't say most people, some people may use those hours to jog, but that sounds like quite a busy area, and you want to know kind of more into that investigation, and we'll keep you posted, of course. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, I know, and that's a tough situation, because, mm-hmm. I mean, you want to get out there, and if he truly was out there jogging, you know, it sounds like early in the day before his day began, you want to get out there and work out, but you can't be running in the middle of the road. And then
wearing dark clothing.
Yeah, at night wearing dark clothing, I mean, you have to have something reflective on, so.
Yeah. And it's easy to say after the fact. Mm-hmm. So I just think there's more to this story. I'm not quite sure. There have been varying reports. You know how people want to speculate. I won't get into that. But again, I'm just praying for that family, because that's tough. That's young, 42 years old.
Yeah, that's a tough one. So a family definitely mourning this morning. 627 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. We got a lot coming up on the show. A lot of news to get to, with President Trump lining up another Democrat in his Twitter sites this weekend. Also, you have the National Security Director stepping down, Dan Coats. Where will the president go from there? And also, I've got to get to this story when we come back after we talk with Dr. Bill. Because this is scary. This is really scary to me. This amount of delivery drivers admit that they have eaten a customer's food while bringing the food to them. You know those apps that you got, the Waiter app, you got Dapper Deliveries. I'm sure that our companies around here aren't doing this, but nationally, there's a number of drivers that say that they eat customers' food as they bring it to them.
They're trying to help you out with the calories.
That's right.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A charter boat caught fire in the Gulf Saturday, leaving not much behind. The smoke could be seen for miles. The charter boat was carrying 8 passengers and was about 4 miles from the Orange Beach coast. The Coast Guard says the boat went up in flames about 2:30 Saturday afternoon. It took them about 20 minutes to put out the fire. A nearby boat picked up the 8 passengers. No one was hurt. Insurance companies have yet to pay about 21,000 claims made from Hurricane Michael in the Florida Panhandle. Florida's top insurance regulator told Governor Ron DeSantis and the Florida Cabinet last week that insurers still have not paid out on the more than 21,000 claims from last October's Category 5 storm. That's about 15% of all claims made from the storm. The law requires insurance companies to pay claims within 90 days of being filed, provided the claims are not contested. Private recreational fishing season for red snapper reopened in Mississippi waters. All anglers must register through the state's Tails and Scales program, create a trip number when they're out on the water, and close out that trip before creating a new one. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest today for a full line of the highest quality all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store products go through extensive third-party testing to ensure that what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's caring, compassionate staff helps you choose the best products for your individual needs. Owner Joe Brown's offering 20% off your first purchase if you mention FM Talk, so why wait? Your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest and Greelot, where good health hits home.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Special report, California festival shooting. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Yo, there's gunshots here at the Gilroy Garlic Festival. Hey, everybody's running. We're all heading over there. There was like 4 gunshots already. Freaking crazy.
The manhunt is underway for a possible accomplice to the man who shot and killed 3 people yesterday at a huge festival in Gilroy, California, about 30 miles southeast of San Jose. Correspondent Dan Simon on the scene says the shooter was able to avoid tight security.
What police are saying is that the suspect, the shooter, entered through a back way. He did not come in through the front door, if you will. Didn't go through security. He actually crossed over a creek, and then there is evidence that he actually broke through a fence to get into the festival.
Among the dead, a 6-year-old boy. Within a minute of the shooter's first shots, police engaged with him and shot him dead. Witnesses say he was a tall, thin young man wearing camouflage and carrying a big rifle. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Ross Ake with Your Money Now. Business leaders and investors are watching the resumption of U.S.-China trade talks in Shanghai this week, though National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow has downplayed expectations for what he calls any grand deal. More likely wins could be the U.S. insistence that China commit to legal changes to protect intellectual property and abandon state subsidies to business. Earnings reports to watch this week include Beyond Meat today, GE and Occidental Petroleum midweek, and Exxon and Chevron Friday, when the Bureau of Labor Statistics also releases its July jobs report. The economy grew at an annual rate of 2.1% in the second quarter, better than economists had forecast and slower than first quarter's 3.1% pace. But solid earnings from tech leaders and that better-than-expected GDP report pushed the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ to all-time highs and buoyed the rest of the market. The Dow closed 51 points higher. Futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-507-2266. That's 800-507-2266. 800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise in this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now, it's time to check in with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Well, good morning, Dalton, and good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Dr. Bill. Happy Monday.
Yes, another week.
Another week. We've made it. And 73 outside of our studios, Dr. Bill. Before we got on, we were talking a little bit about the humidity. Not so humid this morning, but what's the way to test that? You said if you walk out and the glasses fog up, then you know it's humid. If not, it's a good morning, right?
Exactly. But, yeah, we've got a pretty good weekend with temperatures getting up to 93, but the humidity was below normal, so that's good, and a little more comfortable. And we'll look at another day with temperatures getting into the low 90s this afternoon, and there is just a slight chance of a thunderstorm. Thunderstorms didn't materialize over the weekend, just a little bit too dry. And but today, look for sunny skies, slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and I expect a high of 92. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll see a low of about 72 degrees. And then tomorrow, another day with plenty of sunshine with a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. The high tomorrow around 92, perhaps 93 degrees. The rest of the week, not much of a change. Wednesday, a slight chance of a thunderstorm, low 90s. A few scattered thunderstorms Thursday afternoon, again in the low 90s. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, mostly sunny each day. A few scattered afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. Now, the normal high this time of the year is 91, so we're just about normal as far as temperatures go.
Pretty on track for our usual Gulf Coast summers. Dr. Bill, this time of year we love to monitor, well, it's necessary to monitor what's going out in the Gulf. And I know last week we were talking about a storm that was moving through the Atlantic, but now I'm seeing a little something in the Eastern Caribbean. What's going on in the tropics right now?
Yeah, right now there's a what we call a tropical wave, which is areas of thunderstorms that are moving through the Eastern Caribbean. It's going to move across the islands, Puerto Rico, and possibly the eastern tip of Cuba, giving them a lot of rain. That tropical wave should get into the Bahamas late in the week, and at that time, conditions may be conducive there for some development into a tropical storm. If it does, it's going to affect the East Coast, and but any development that takes place will be over the Bahamas, and then it will start to recurve, although it could affect the Atlantic states, particularly the Carolinas. So we'll keep watching that. There's also another very strong tropical wave moving off the African coast. This is the time of the year now we start to see a bit of activity out there, and it's all starting. That tropical wave we'll be watching certainly over the next 7 to 10 days.
All right, and no better man to be watching over the tropics than staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Thank you, Dr. Bill. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5, except on the morning show, where we like to play him 4 or 5 times an hour, just so you'll know what to expect for the coming week. All right, I teased this story, and I've got to get to it here, because I'm a person that now with a 5-month-old, who, by the way, the 5-month-old got sick for the first time in her little young life, and not too sick. She's just got a little cough, but it was my first time experiencing having a sick daughter, and man, tore me up this weekend.
Isn't it something how the littlest person in the house can cause the most just confusion as far as is she or is she not? What should we do? It's parenthood at its finest, as I always say.
Yeah, and you know, she didn't feel sick, even though she was sick, so she was giggling and happy, but then had this hacking cough that was just tearing me apart. So needless to say, we ordered a lot of delivery food over the last week or so, and this was pretty disconcerting for me to read, but they did a poll of delivery drivers, and they actually polled people who order food in, and 21% of people say that they believe a delivery driver has stolen some of their food at some point while they bring it to their home. But that doesn't match up, because 28% of drivers admit that they have stolen food.
So 7% of you are missing out.
That's right. 21% of people thought that maybe their delivery driver was stealing food, and then 28% of the drivers said, yeah, we're definitely eating your food on the way to your house. 54% of delivery drivers say that they have not touched the food, but they were tempted to touch the food as they brought it to someone's house. Survey also asked people how upset they would be if a driver grabbed a few fries out of their order. And on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being fine and 10 being totally unacceptable, the average was at 8.4. So,
but you know what? If restaurants are listening to this, they would purchase some sort of seal that they would seal up the cartons or the styrofoam so it shows that it's been sealed in the kitchen and that no one can get into that.
That's smart. That's smart.
Yeah.
Like you're ordering something or like you're picking something up from the grocery store. You want to get it sealed.
Correct.
So you'll know it's safe. Now, I don't know if anyone's ever eaten my delivery food.
Yes.
What I do hate is I don't know if they're stopping and starting faster than most people.
Uh-huh.
But when you get your food and it's all piled up on one side of the delivery carton.
Oh, you're a separator. You like your food separated.
I mean, I don't mind, but I'd prefer that my food isn't tossed all over the rest of it until I'm able to mix them all together. But yeah, 28% of delivery drivers admit that they have
eaten food.
That
bothers me. There should be a rule of things that they shouldn't be doing with your food.
That would be rule number one.
What about someone who goes extra heavy on the Old Spice? You know what I mean? You don't want your food tasting like cologne or perfume.
Yeah. Well, one time I ordered food, and I thought I had a stinky delivery driver show up to the door. Turns out it was the food that I ordered that was stinky. So.
Oh, my goodness.
That's your Monday morning delivery driver news. Probably something you didn't want to hear to start the week, but I've got to let the people know, 28% of drivers admit they've eaten food.
Let them know.
Out of your delivery order. 641 on FM Talk 106.5. More news on the way. I've got your sports and Kelly's got your news headlines. We're coming right back.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle and in some cases a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cann's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got accident-free conditions so far this morning with no delays across the Bayway and the Causeway from the 1065 split and out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Northbound 65 up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. Again, watch for state troopers. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. See their inventory at Spring Hill Toyota. Toyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 644 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Now it's time to check the news headlines of the day with Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. This morning, we're learning even more about an early morning house fire in Orange Beach, which has claimed the life of one person just after 3 a.m. on Sunday. The Orange Beach fire chief does confirm the victim was a man, but authorities are not releasing his name as of yet. We do know that four other people were also inside that home on Holly Lane, but they were able to escape the fire. One woman was transported to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center for treatment for smoke inhalation. The state fire marshal's office is investigating to determine what caused this fatal fire. This story here, you know what? This makes you mad, Dalton, when you hear about stuff like this, okay? I'm gonna just go ahead and set the scene for you. I'm going to throw out a prediction that whomever did this is not from the city of Mobile.
Okay.
Here's the story. Wenzel's Oyster House in Mobile, they need your help. Someone pushed over a fiberglass statue of a man that so many loved. The restaurant's offering a $500 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for knocking over the statue of beloved oyster shucker Willie Brown. Mr. Brown, he passed away 2 years ago. He was known as the man thanks to his personality and his shucking skills. He died, okay, at the age of 70. He shucked oysters at Wenzel's for 47 years.
Wow.
Okay, so the statue didn't break, but it needs to be repaired because of what happened. Wenzel's took to Facebook to post a lengthy message. I'll read it in part to you, saying, last night someone recklessly toppled the fiberglass oyster statue featuring our late oyster shucking legend, Willie Brown. Fortunately, it did not break or shatter, but the ground attachments will need to be enforced to repair so that we can continue to honor Mr. Brown and represent the oyster trail. Like, who does that?
Mm.
If you have information, you can go to Facebook and see this post, or you can email info@fsnoysters.com. But as far as Mr. Brown, Dalton, listen to this. On November 27, 2010, the city honored him, okay, in honor of his 40th year at Wenzel's. The city council honored him as an icon that he was and made it Willie Brown Day. All right. In 2013, the Alabama Restaurant and Hospitality Alliance named him the state's Restaurant Employee of the Year. He started at the restaurant in 1938.
Do
you hear me? So how disrespectful that someone or a bunch of someones, they don't even need names right now, that they would take time to do such an act. Hopefully, a good someone knows something and will report what happened and we can right this wrong. There's enough to do in the city. Then knocked down.
Yeah,
it's fiberglass.
It's too bad. Such a cool statue too.
It is
him. It's on the oyster, right?
Uh-huh.
That he's painted on the oyster shell, shucking
as part of the oyster's trail. And there are different oysters around town. You may have seen one in Bienville Square. Mm-hmm. There are others throughout downtown.
You know, I'm hoping that maybe somebody accidentally leaned on this and knocked it over.
You have to be accidentally times 5,000 pounds to just knock something over. Like, that was intentional, and it's ugly, and it's we need better. We deserve better. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. $500 reward. If you know something, say something. Wenzel's will help you out with $500. So try to find whoever knocked down that statue.
That's right.
6:47 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, I got your sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News. Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Authorities are looking for a man who jumped from the Pensacola Bay Bridge and was rescued by a boater. It happened Sunday morning about 10 o'clock. The man was walking south on the north side of the bridge when he just jumped into the water. A search began, but police say a civilian boater rescued the man and took him to shore. Police want to talk to him to determine why he jumped off the bridge. A man is hospitalized after he was hit by a truck while riding his bike. At last check, 31-year-old Brandon Smith was in critical condition. Smith was riding on Pace Boulevard near Blunt Street when he
was hit Saturday night. He was taken to Baptist Hospital in Pensacola. According to officials, Smith did not see the Chevy Blazer coming. In Mobile, a jogger was hit by a truck and killed Sunday morning. This happened early Sunday near Ching Dairy Road. The victim, 42-year-old Eric Finley, was wearing dark clothing when he was hit by a Chevy truck. A Robertsdale man remains in the Baldwin County Jail, charged with second-degree rape. 49-year-old Juan Chamalwa was arrested Friday. He's accused of having sex with a young girl. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
What's that noise?
Noise?
Yeah, that.
No, it's my way of showing my appreciation to Jack Green for saving me so much money on my insurance.
Sounds like it's coming from the storage room.
Don't go in there!
Yeah, would you mind letting me out of here? It's getting a bit stuffy.
Oh my gosh. Is that?
It is.
Sweet holy Moses.
I'm sick to death of seeing that lizard on TV telling me what to do with my 15 minutes.
And?
Well, the joke's on him, because that's exactly how long it took me to string him up by the kookaburras.
Jack Green is not going to appreciate this one bit.
Sure he will. I'm his spokesperson.
You're a loony.
Oh, be quiet and eat your houseflies. Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency today and find out how you can save money on your auto, all types of commercial equipment and business insurance. Ask about wind coverage, too. It's likely you're paying way too much.
That's what I'm all about. Saving people money on their...
You just need to worry about saving oxygen right now, sweetheart.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack.
344-5393.
NFL injuries are mounting up. Brooks Koepka runs away from the field in Memphis, and Denny Hamlin wins in overtime at Pocono. It's 6:51 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Cincinnati Bengals star wide receiver A.J. Green was carted off the practice field on Saturday with a left ankle injury. Yesterday, the news came in that Green suffered torn ligaments in his left ankle and will be out for 6 to 8 weeks. He is not expected to be ready to suit up in the Bengals' season opener on September the 8th at Seattle. Last season, the seven-time Pro Bowler missed 7 games with a right toe injury and failed to pass 1,000 yards receiving for only the second time in his 8-year career. In golf, Brooks Koepka outdueled Rory McIlroy and the rest of the field in Memphis to win the World Golf Championship's FedEx St. Jude Invitational. McIlroy held a one-stroke lead over Koepka entering the final round on Sunday. Koepka did not wait long to attack. With 3 birdies and a 4-hole stretch on the front nine, he finished with a final day 65 and a final score of 16 under for the tournament to win by 3 strokes.
That's the whole goal, is to win as many times as you can throughout the year and turn up for the big events and make sure you're in contention, especially if you're not going to win. I feel like this year I've done a good job of that.
McIlroy shot a 71 yesterday to finish tied for fourth at 11 under. Webb Simpson had a final round 64 to finish second. Mark Leishman was third, 4 strokes back. In NASCAR, Denny Hamlin held off Eric Jones in overtime to win the Gander RV 400 at Pocono Raceway in Pennsylvania yesterday. Victory is Hamlin's 3rd of the season and the 34th of his career. He passed Jones and Martin Truex Jr. in the final stage and held the lead through 2 cautions and overtime. In the major leagues yesterday, the Philadelphia Phillies beat the Atlanta Braves 9-4. Phillies catcher JT Realmuto hit a 5th-inning grand slam, and Bryce Harper, Adam Haseley, and Rhys Hoskins also each hit solo homers to help Philly avoid being swept by the Braves in the 3-game weekend series. In other games, Steven Strasburg pitched the Washington Nationals past the LA Dodgers 11-4 for Strasburg's major league-leading 14th win of the season. Miami beat Arizona 5-1. The New York Mets won their 4th in a row, beating Pittsburgh 8-7. The New York Yankees beat the Boston Red Sox 9-6 to avoid the 4-game sweep. And Tampa Bay rallied from 7 runs down to beat Toronto 10-9. 6:53 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market. This week, enjoy Allegri Farm grown okra for $1.29 per pound. Red, white, or black grapes, 99 cents per pound. And jumbo eggs for only 99 cents per dozen. Open 7 days a week, Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Fresh from our farm to your table.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We've had a great start so far coming into the Eastern Shore, the Bayway, the Causeway, no problems so far. Accident-free conditions from Airport Dauphin to Moffitt and 65. If traveling northbound up towards Chickasaw and Saraland, again, watch for the state troopers. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's only piano bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel. Enjoy regional brews and handcrafted cocktails paired with the music of Alabama's own John David Anthony tonight. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 5 minutes till 7 here on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Let's get some news headlines today with Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton. Quick correction to my last story about Willie Brown. Thank you to our astute listeners. I was so angry I misspoke. What I wanted to tell you was that in November 27, 2010, okay, in honor of the 40th year at Winslow's, that's when we recognize Mr. Brown, okay, Willie Brown Day. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to more dates, he began working at Winslow's in 1970. Oliver Winslow founded the restaurant in 1938. We just wanted to clear that up for you, but hopefully our news report will lead to someone being,
found.
I'm trying to be very nice on this Monday. All right, so thank you for those who reached out and let us know. Then there's this. An Ohio family visiting Panama City Beach mourning the loss of their 3-year-old little boy. He died Saturday after apparently falling off a balcony at Panama City Beach condominium complex around 4 p.m. Authorities are not releasing the child's name, but they do confirm he fell from the 9th floor of the condo. WJHG is reporting that the name of the condo complex is the Marisol Condominium. The child was transported to Bay Medical Center for treatment, where he died. Police confirmed this matter is under investigation. And I know we're a few months early, Dalton. Halloween, I remember, it's a huge day in mm-hmm. your family, okay? What would you think about moving Halloween from October 31st to now the last Saturday of the month mm-hmm. in October?
I'm against it. Needs okay. to be on the 31st.
On the 31st, okay. Because I was thinking about, and I know we're running out of time. If we have to, we can continue this after the break. But, so you think about Thanksgiving. That's always the last Thursday, mm-hmm. right? Well, there's a petition right now, which has garnered more than 60,000 signatures to move Halloween to the last Saturday of the month. The Halloween and Costume Association. There's an association for it. They launched a petition on change.org. They're asking President Trump to make the trick-or-treat move official. Here's why. They say the growing popularity of the Halloween holiday is a reason to make it a permanent move to the weekend night, saying 51% of millennials say Halloween's their favorite holiday. Why cram it into two rushed evening weekday hours when it deserves a full day? This year, Halloween is on a Thursday, just letting you know. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, right now, I am against moving Halloween. I mean, keep it on the 31st. That's when Halloween is, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when my daughter gets a little older, if I have another kid, mm-hmm. I might be singing a different tune once yeah. they're 6, 7, 8 mm-hmm. years old.
Because they've got to go to school the next day.
Mm-hmm, they've got to go to school. Uh-huh. I've got to get up and That's go to right. work. That's my right. wife has to get up and go to work. But still, Halloween is Halloween, right?
Or what if more schools did what we do for Mardi Gras? Let them have the next day off, okay? Maybe mm-hmm. your workplace can let you have the next day off. Maybe that's your kumbaya moment.
That's good. Also, I think everybody should just go home at 9 o'clock regardless. I mean, I'm out there giving
Ooh,
you candy.
You're such a dad.
Just shut it down for the night. It's 9 p.m. It's time to go to bed.
Come on, baby shark.
6:59. We're coming back. More Mobile Mornings on the way. We've got staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, Kane with traffic, Kelly with news, and I got your sports right here on FM Talk 106.5.